We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Huizinga, a Calvin College graduate, and I'm going to ask you to unfortunately hold your nose and close your eyes and talk about a Hope College man, Dave Brott. It looks as if he pulled what Pete Hoekstra did 22 years ago, upset a leader in the House by basically maybe perhaps outworking him a little bit.
Yeah, I think the comparison is a good one. And I've been telling my colleagues this back here in Washington, D.C. It's not one particular issue. I don't think you can read too much into this as a national thing. All politics are local, and it looks like, unfortunately, Eric Cantor was not taking care of the home front. I've talked to some friends who live in the area, and that is exactly the sentiment that I get, is that they believe that well above any sort of overriding national issue on immigration or anything else, this was purely a message that was being sent to Cantor that he wasn't paying attention to the home, to his home district. So that is a very similar story to what happened with Pete Hoekstra and Guy Vanderjack back in 1992.
And the lessons from that have been well learned, not only by yourself, as you were at one time a staffer with Pete, but also with Fred Upton, because Fred came into Congress pretty much the same time that Pete did, and he learned from that. And let's put it this way, Upton is not one that neglects his home district, and I know you don't either.
No, you know, Fred came in the 1980s, back during the last part of the Reagan administration, and you're absolutely right. I was part of that revolution in 1992. I felt that there needed to be a change. I knew that the district was not being paid attention to, and Pete ended up, representing the area excellently for 18 years. So those are lessons and life, really lifelong lessons to learn. That you need to take care of your friends and your neighbors and do the right thing. So it's a good reminder for everybody out here in Washington. It's a good reminder for anybody and everybody back in the state legislature, the county, the city. It doesn't matter. You need to be connected with people. And at the end of the day, for us in West Michigan, I think it's about making sure our veterans are being taken care of, making sure the Great Lakes are being taken care of, making sure that job providers and the employees that go to work every day, we've got their best interests in mind, and that agricultural interests are being represented. That those are the important cornerstones of what is important for us in West Michigan.
We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Huizinga. You mentioned veterans affairs and veterans interests, and let's segue over to the VA bill that, let's put it this way, it's in Washington terms, it's moving with lightning speed after what happened with all the problems with the VA facilities. It looks as if some reforms are finally going to come forward.
As well they should. I talked to Dan Beneshek, my colleague from the first district, who was a doctor in the VA system for a number of years. He had his own private practice and was hired by the VA numerous different times over his career. And there's some major problems. He sits on Veterans Affairs. They've been doing oversight hearings for the 3 years that we have been in majority here, ever since 2011 when they started up. This again had been a stated priority of President Obama when he was a candidate, was to go fix it. They haven't done anything, though. In those 3 years, the committee that Dan sits on Veterans Affairs, has had over 40 oversight, almost 50 oversight committee hearings, asking hard, tough questions. The Senate in that same time has had six. Clearly, it seems like the priorities are flipped around. But I guess my point is that the House of Representatives has been focused on this. We took a major step again just the other day. This time it came out unanimously, crossed all party lines. And this was a clear signal to our colleagues in the Senate and hopefully at the White House as well. When you've got the entire House of Representatives united in a plan that's going to serve veterans, they better listen.
The other piece of legislation, not legislation, but the other major topic, Bill, that has gone on Capitol Hill that has nationwide interest is the situation involving Bo Bergdahl. The White House continues to defend its actions, and Congress continues to ask questions that are, let's just say, making the Obama administration a little bit uncomfortable about how they handle this entire situation.
Well, they should be uncomfortable how they handled this situation. They broke the law. President Obama signed a law that said he was required to give 30 days notice to leadership on Capitol Hill before anybody was released from Guantanamo Bay. He signed that. He agreed to that. They didn't do that. And when you've got Dianne Feinstein and David Rockefeller and others from his own party in both the Senate and the House saying this is not acceptable, we're being cut out of the loop, this violates the law, it should have their attention. And I don't believe, no matter how much they throw Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel under the bus for making these decisions or not making these decisions, which is stunning in and of itself, something this monumental, and the president once again just tries to play this, well, I learned about it in the papers like everybody else kind of line, I don't think anybody's buying it. And the simple fact is the law states that he needed to give notification so that we could have a debate, a robust debate about this. And this isn't a public thing. This is an internal thing with the Intelligence Committee and within leadership that they needed to do this, and they did not.
And the two things that really come out about this is, one, the character of Bergdahl has been brought into question, but two, and I think even a more overriding question, is the national security issue. You're basically, let's put it this way, if Dan Dombrowski made a deal like this, he'd be being roasted in the papers and online as well. You know, this was a bad deal when you trade five leaders for just one soldier. You know, it is kind of a head-scratcher.
There's two problems. One is the process element of what we were just talking about. The president and the administration violating the law that they had signed into law. The second is when you've got the intelligence community writing a paper and presenting memos saying we believe that these gentlemen are going to return to the combatant battlefield one way or the other. Their assessment was that there was only one of them that had any kind of likelihood that he may not go back and revert back to what he was doing, and that two of them were basically guaranteed to go do this. This was not like, no one told us. You've got your own intelligence community saying, hold on a second, these guys are going to be problematic. Certainly the circumstances surrounding Bergdahl's disappearance are very questionable. It was known. It's been known for a very long time, right from the very start when he did disappear. The circumstances were not clear, and all of those three things adding up to a very bad equation that this administration decided still worked in their favor, and I think it is absolutely coming back on them in a way that they never expected.
One final thing, Bill Huizinga, and the stories that we talked about sort of overshadowed them, but it is of some importance. You are a member of the House Financial Services Committee, and your Mortgage Choice Act got through the House unanimously earlier this week. Tell us a little bit about that and its chances in the Senate.
Yeah, no. Again, we feel very good. This is the third bill that I've been involved in this session that has passed the House. We're waiting for action over on the Senate side, but. there is a fold in the law, I'll put it that way, of Dodd-Frank that put and pitted title insurance companies based on their structure against each other. That didn't serve the community, the customers well. It didn't serve our greater community well. And we've been working very hard to fix that over the last year. And as you pointed out, it came out of the House unanimously, and we're very excited about that. We've got a number of folks, bipartisan group over on the Senate side that are working on it, and I'm hoping that our Senate colleagues will take this up quickly. This is something that needs to happen, and it'll be good for consumers.
Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues of the day. Wish you and your family well this coming weekend, and look forward to chatting with you next Thursday morning.
Sounds great, Gary. Thank you, and happy Father's Day.
You too.